So obviously, I'm a new ViBug member. My name is Gary Bartos. I'm an engineer, a research engineer. I'm sighted. I just want to very briefly introduce my plans to develop assistive devices for orientation mobility, both indoors and outdoors. I will have a survey. Maybe I'll send a link to Jerry. It's on SurveyMonkey. It'll take maybe 10 minutes to fill out. But it's a list of questions about what features you would like to see in some sort of, and this is a wearable, low-profile device. Again, both for indoors and outdoors. I know some of these problems, but this is relatively new to me. So I've worked for over 20 years in machine vision. It's image processing for industrial automation, basically making robots see. And as someone I met at the Lighthouse in San Francisco said, I believe she was the one who came up with this joke, is that, you know, if we're making autonomous vehicles, can't we make autonomous blind people? You know, the technology is there. I'm very closely tied to this. For example, the sensor that's in your iPhones that does Face ID comes from a company that Apple bought that produced some of the original cheap 3D sensors that came out 8 years ago, including the Kinect. Israeli company called PrimeSense. So this is the sort of thing I work with every day. So I'm familiar with a lot of technology. I'm kind of surprised some of it's not been integrated. And that's what we'll talk about another time is I see that there's a lot of different apps and there are a lot of different devices. And I don't see a lot of integration, which is something that I do in my career quite a bit. My emphasis is on the vision aspect, on usability, which I usually make the point that it's one thing to make something accessible, it's another to make it usable. Yes, I'm going to be looking for input. Like I said, I will pass, I think, to Jerry an email with a link to SurveyMonkey, and you can fill that out. And the other thing that I'll mention is that a week from Monday, I'm going to be giving a tour for visually impaired and blind users of the Boston Athenaeum. It's one of the oldest libraries in the country. It's located near the Boston Common and the State House. And this is going to be the first time I'm doing it. If you are interested, I can give you, I have a business card in large print and also in Braille, or you can email Jerry. He has my contact info. What I plan to do is just lead people through, talk about the history of the library. We're going to have some materials in there. There's an embossed atlas, for example, from the mid-19th century, listing a lot of countries that don't exist anymore, that sort of thing, by Samuel Gridley Howes, the founder of Perkins School. There's some interesting things there. They actually have a card catalog, which is something that you don't find these days in libraries. It's massive. One of the things that's kind of funny is you say, okay, I'm standing over the A letter, and then someone else is standing down near, like, say, D letter, and you're actually 20 feet away. It's huge.
What's the day and time you're doing this?
The day is going to be Monday the 19th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. It's downtown close to the Park Street station and the State House. I'm a member. I'm not a staff member of the library. And it's okay for, you know, I told them I think I'm going to take maybe up to half a dozen people. If I took 20, they might freak out a little bit because they have official tours. But they do not have tours that, for instance, offer, as I hope to do, and this is going to improve over time. For instance, if you're interested and you want to email me, but I'd like to send out a tactile map of the area. One of the things I think is interesting about the library is how hard it is to get into. One of the things they're interested in, I've talked to the director of education there, is making the library more accessible. So this is an old library. It's an old building. It has a lot of history. John F. Kennedy was a member there. It is a member library, so it's not a public library. You do need to either visit, have someone walk you through, or you need to come through with a member. But there are a lot of really neat things there. The portrait of George Washington used for the $1 bill is at the Athenaeum. The Library of Congress classification system is based on the Cutter classification system created by one of the founders of the library. And there are a lot of neat historic things. There's a chair that is based on a design by Ben Franklin. There are a lot of nifty books. And long-term, because I'm interested in assistive devices, one thing I'd like to talk about after taking people on the tour, whether you can make this one or maybe the next one, is how can we make this more accessible? How can we make it easier to find, for instance, the front entrance? There are two steps up. You have to walk forward 10 feet. There are outer doors. You have to go into a vestibule. Then there's another pair of doors. Then up four steps. Then turn right. So how do we make that more accessible? It's an absolutely wonderful library. It's great for families. There are a lot of useful materials there. And I'm really interested in doing things like, for instance, you'd like to know what, let's say, George Washington looks like, or how about a certain statue? Well, as I'll talk about in a future presentation, one of my plans is to make basically 3D haptic interfaces so you can experience these things in a way that's actually meaningful. And it, you know, early on, I may be providing paper or plastic tactile maps, floor plans, and guiding people through. But again, I'm going to be around for years, And I'm hoping that over time, we're going to make the library accessible. And I think it would be an interesting demonstration that a library that is not built to be accessible, again, this is a building that dates back to the early 19th century. If VIBEG members can go there, you find what you want, you find interesting materials, and you can do this without having to plan things in advance or make this a special activity. This is just a normal everyday visit. I think that would be a powerful demonstration of accessibility. And in a sense, this is an offshoot of what I want to do in terms of making accessible assistive devices, but there's a lot of interesting challenge there.
Thanks very much.
Awesome.